listening to Master Owen and Sermon on House of MNSN. We are back. That was with Adam Lambert. He's a great, great, great singer. It's so funny, we're reading the chat room. Joseph goes, cloning Willie, is that like a dildo-making thing? Yes, it is.
Basically what you do, it's almost like a plastic, a rubber plaster Paris type of thing, and you fill a tube and you stick your cock in it. And it, within 2 minutes, it
solidifies. But it's a lot of work because the cock's got to be really hard.
Yeah.
You got to have the right angle. You got to cup the tube the right angle. Ugh. You got to make sure you're able. This is when really a Viagra, half a Viagra pill would come in handy.
Well, this just tells you how bored I was. I was cloning my Willie Friday at the same time of tying them all up. Like, we did a lot on Friday. Oh, my God. Wow.
I'm surprised they could walk. You said that on Saturday, sir.
What?
You're walking pretty good. I'm surprised.
Well, years of practice.
Jeez.
Oh, fine.
So, talking about last night, you know, we're talking about last night. Did Slave Wind ask you again what was up in that bar upstairs?
No, we can't. No.
We can't tell him. No, we're just going to. We went to this bar last night, and the bar had a second level. It was steps, and we go. He asked us what was upstairs. I go, "Oh, that's you should really see. It's quite something.
It's a special place.
It's a special place. Anyway,
it is cool. You have
it's
to
cool.
Admit, it's
cool. Different.
Yeah,
he would go nuts.
I can't tell you the things that have happened to me up there.
That's all I'm saying. I'm just laughing, Slave Wayne. But I'm laughing with you.
Yeah. Wow. So what's interesting with these? We're so tired when we started. It's like I looked at the clock. It was only 20 after 7. I'm like, oh, my God, it's going to take fucking forever. And it's like, oh, we only have 9 minutes.
9 minutes.
So, yeah, we've actually had we had a lot of listeners tonight. That was really cool.
Everybody, please don't forget. Tell your friends.
Yeah.
And to don't forget.
Tell your enemies too.
Yeah.
Yes.
We'll
send some letters, some emails, questions.
Yeah.
Or leather.
Or leather. Yeah.
We like leather.
We like leather. Ask questions because that gives us an idea of what you guys want to hear, and it's not just us sitting here talking about
Yeah, and if you know somebody who would be interested in calling in or has some great information about something you would like us to mention.
You know what? I'm going to try to arrange for maybe next week. I probably shouldn't say this without getting hold of them.
Next week is...
We're not going to be around. We're going to be in Toronto.
Yeah. We're going to be in Toronto.
We're going to be in Toronto.
Let's make an announcement quick for that friend of yours.
Yes.
Yes, Brandon. What's Brandon's last
name? Sir Brandon. Joseph Brandon.
Brandon
Eastern
and
Canada.
Dan.
The comedian.
No, he's not a comedian. He's a hypnotist. He went to Vegas and actually
was... it was a comedy hypnotist.
Well, it's going to be a comedy hypnotist thing.
Well, then it is comedy, sir.
Well, but he's more of a hypnotist.
Anyway, next Sunday in Toronto...
a hip-a-comic.
If you look in Extra newspaper right now, his name is Brandon... I forgot his last name. I feel so
I think
bad.
It's just Brandon anyways.
Brandon. He's doing an hypnotism... Hypnotism.
He's a hypnotist.
You got it.
Kind of show next Sunday. So we're going to see that.
Next Sunday at 7 o'clock at...
There's an ad in Extra. So if you go even on the website for Extra, they'll have the advertisement. So we will be
Eager Beaver or something?
Yeah, the Eager Beaver Theater.
Something like that. I can't remember quite what it is.
So
Brandon Matheson. Thank you, Joe.
So. Thank you, Brandon.
Eager Beaver, not the Honey Badger?
No, not the Honey Badger Cafe. It's the
Honey Badger Theater.
The Eager Beaver Theater, not the Honey Badger Cafe.
I wonder if
Badger
the Honey
Cafe.
Badger knows the Eager Beaver. They sound like they could be good friends.
Yeah. Okay, anyways. So
does the Honey Badger swim? He does everything else.
The Honey Badger don't give a shit.
He just
care. He just fucking don't care.
He might not smell as bad if he swims, though. I hear the honey badger really smells really bad.
Oh, fuck that thing again.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we will be there.
We said that we would go support Brandon.
Yes,
so
if you can come and see it, it's really cheap and stuff. And then the last Saturday.
Flying Beaver, thank you.
Flying Beaver. And then the last Saturday of every month, we have our event at Envy
Bar and Lounge in St. Catharines. It's a kink event. We do kind of a little fundraiser. We do demos. A lot of people, our friend from FetLife, are there.
Sorry, you're going to get a real piss off, Mark, but yay, Adele got a Golden Globe for Skyfall. I did not realize how tall Adele is. Love her speech, so real. And best speech ever, Adele. We love her. Oh, he's pissed down it. He's not watching the idiot or the television.
Wow.
I probably don't get it anyway because we don't have cable. So.
We can't afford cable. No one's donating to the chat room and stuff. How am I supposed to afford cable? I have internet bills to pay. Yeah. Honey Badger don't give a shit. He slaps the shit out of it.
Go Honey Badger.
So anyway, fuck the Badger thing. Anyway, so Envy Lounge from 10:30 at night till 2 a.m.
Yes, so this week...
someone's asking, when is the show's...
When is Brandon's Hypnotist show? It starts at 7 o'clock next Sunday the 19th.
Yeah,
it?
I'm surprised...
Seven.
He don't know about that because he knows Joe and he knows about everything else.
Well, this isn't really a kink thing. Oh, it's not really a leather thing. It's just he.
Who he is.
He knows whom he is. Yes. It's just Brandon.
Cool.
Went and he just decided that it was a something that he always wanted to do.
Adele's
so he went to Vegas.
Everybody, by the way.
Yeah.
Which song? Who knows?
Skyfall.
Skyfall.
Oh, Skyfall. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. So. I think, and at our event now, we've got a boot black, which kind of almost makes us an official leather event.
Yeah,
you kind of have to have a boot black to be a leather event, really.
That's again January 26th.
January 26th, 10:30 till
and
2. I don't know if we're going to do any demos or anything. I think we're just going to take a couple pieces of equipment like we did last time and let people play.
Well, that it depends. I mean, it's a mood thing. So if you're in a mood and you see somebody interested in stuff, we do, you know, you do a little something.
Yeah, but we didn't plan on doing anything last time.
No, well, it was the Christmas.
Yeah, well, we are still going to be doing the shots. I'm not selling shots this time around. I did it last time.
But you enjoyed doing that so much, Master.
Yeah, no.
Because you had an excuse that you had to feel and touch all the boobies to sell them shots.
It's not true. It's not true at all.
Oh, yes, it is.
I could feel a pin drop in here.
You gotta feel a pin. In your eye. No, just kidding. So anyways, yeah, so make sure you come down to St. Catharines, January 26th, Club Envy. It's 127 Queenston Street, St. Catharines, Ontario. Slave Wings says, well, maybe perhaps a spanking demo, yeah. Yes. And by the way, I did post our holiday show. If you guys weren't aware of what we were doing, we just spent a couple hours all, I think there was seven or nine of us here from the family, and we just kind of sat around and just shot the shit and asked some questions and stuff. That was fucking hysterical. And Slave Wayne, he got a question because we made up questions and everybody drew one. And what was his fantasy? And his fantasy was to be put over my knee in front of the entire family and just be spanked. So, of course, we just did it right then and there. So it's in part four of the podcast. You hear him being spanked. You can hear Master Newell just kicking the shit out of him. No. And it's...
Not kicking.
No. Spanking
the shit.
Well, the Honey Badger, he don't give a shit. He's just going to kick the shit out of him. And with a brush. And we do have some fun here. Yeah, Skyfall, Joseph. It was Skyfall. Oh, yes, I downloaded the movie. I mean, I went to see the movie, too. It was a great, yes. I think next week we're going to probably just throw up another a show. You know, we'll just let it run.
Yeah.
If I'm able to do it, I'll have to do it with my phone. I'll have to just take my laptop and start it. But other than that, I think this week is going to be kind of a little bit laid back. When do you go back to Toronto? When's the store open?
Tuesday night on Wednesday, I'm going to decide.
So Miss Carte's Drag Boutique will be open from?
Wednesday to Friday for sure, but there's somebody there on Tuesdays anyway. It's always open Tuesday to Saturday.
Okay.
Every week, normally from 1 o'clock till 7 o'clock in the evening.
Right.
And on Saturdays, normally from 10 a.m. till about 4 o'clock.
Yeah, so if you know anybody
Post it on Facebook. So.
Oh, yeah. Excellent. That sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. So, you guys, as I said, you guys got any ideas for the show? If you want to, you know, ask any questions, whatever, please give us an email. You know, it's show at houseofmnsm.com. Or if it's a specific question, it's Master Noel, Sir Mark, or Boy Neil at House of... God, I'm choking on it. House of MNSM.com. And I think that's a come.
Thank you, everybody. You have a great week.
Yeah. And we're going to go out with little Adele. Apparently, she won a Golden Globe.
And I'm going to dash and run upstairs.
What the hell is it, a Golden Globe? What is it?
Golden Globe.
Oh.
Is that everybody?
Is it an actual, like, globe?
It's, yes, it's an actual globe. It says the Golden Globe around it.
Is it made out of gold?
I'm going to ask if you have Wonder Woman boots.
I can get them.
Yeah, we can get those.
Yeah.
Had to be Joseph.
Oh, the gay drag. Joseph, I can get a whole bunch of stuff. You have to come in the store, and I'll show you the catalogs. Okay, everybody, have a good night. Thank you for your time, and tell your friends.
Play safe, everybody.
Swept away, I'm stolen.